hurt you. For sure.
Thought you'd never hear me say. You've been creeping around all over town, been laying it down, been messing around with fools around, always comes around. Baby girl, thought we were down. Girl, hope you change your freaky way, cause I really wanna stay. Tell me, is it bad since I've been there that I share your underwear? You really think he cares?
Been sleeping with you, you've been sleeping with me,
and you've been stroking him, loving him, kissing him.
Oh, wow, you've been creeping with him, he's been sexing your friend,
and I got you thinking about it, thinking about it. Girl, I think that I should let you know that I'm gonna have to up and go. If you keep giving it up and cutting up and acting fast, giving up the ass, I love you, but I had enough. Do it again, it's gonna be your last. I can forgive but won't forget the things you did.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Flint Town Boy Podcast. Levert, thinking about you. That came out, by the way, it's 10:39 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, April 27, 2026. A month after the concert, I should have went live at the New Edition concert. This came out 15 years ago, like 2010. yeah, a long time ago. Yeah. Yeah, oof, man. Yeah. Yeah, guys, welcome to my podcast. I was looking at, So what's up? The Denver Broncos just had their draft last week. close game. It's in the fourth quarter. 89-85, Magic over the Pistons. 2:05 to go. No. Detroit will not come back from a 3-1 hole if they lose this game. But it looks like they're going to lose to the Magic tonight. Well, not necessarily. Let's wait and see. But let's go to the Denver Broncos. Yeah. They got defensive tackle Tyler Onyemdem. Defensive tackle. Jonah Coleman, running back, run between the tackles, running back. He's a thumper from out of Washington. A lot of people wanted him. Cage Casey, offensive tackle from out of Boise State. Justin Jolly, a really good athletic. I think he's 6'3 and a half, 241 pounds. Pretty much like Ingram. A young Ingram. Miles Scott, safety from Illinois. Daly Bentley, the other tight end they got, 6'4", 253. This other one's just under 6'4", 241. So there ain't too much difference in size. And Red Murdoch, which is a turnover, fumble and interception specialist. 6'2", 232, linebacker, from out of Buffalo. Colleges, Texas A&M, Washington, Boise State, North Carolina State, Illinois, Utah, and Buffalo. They got 7 picks, I think. That went defensive tackle, running back, offensive lineman, tight end, safety, tight end, and linebacker. So, they went defense, then they went running back, offensive tackle, tight end, 3 straight offense, then they got a safety, then a tight end. So they got 4. Four to seven for offense and 3 defense. And defensive tackle, safety, and linebacker. So they addressed all they need. They got another running back to go with. J.K. Dobbins and Harvey from last year. And so they're kind of reloading with young players, you know. No, let me see how much money DeMoica got on there, because it's... I did not mean to say what I just said. Boy. How much money you got on there? $6. So he ain't got too much longer when he call. What's the name? What was I gonna say? this is going to be interesting. Like they said, this is going to be an interesting season for the Broncos. Because it's it's going to be Super Bowl or bust for the Broncos. You know, they need to address the tight end position, a backup linebacker. They got two starters, but they needed a backup linebacker. They got that. They got their running back to go with their starting running back and the running back they got last year, R.J. Harvey, and J.K. Dobbins, which is the starter. So they got the running back from Washington to be the thumper. So they got the three-headed monster now, running back. They got Jolly and what was the name of the other tight end they got? What other tight end? Bentley. Yeah, Bentley. He's more your physical blocking tight end, and Jolly's more your pass catching tight end. So they got some weapons. You know, then they traded for Waddle. So they got a lot of young. They got two young running backs, two young tight ends, a young quarterback, and three young wide receivers. Three. Three, yeah. Yeah, so. But they addressed all their needs. They didn't have a first round pick. And now stockpiling future players to take the place of some of their older players. It's kind of getting up there in age. What they're doing is drafting replacements for their players is kind of getting a little older. When by the time they get ready to let them go, they can slot these other younger players in who could contribute now, but in the future, they'll have these starting roles, hopefully, you know, to take these other guys' place. Not now, but later into the future. So some of them you sit for a year or two and they be ready to go. And you kind of hope you sit them a year or two, maybe year and a half, and then start to develop them, you know, first get them mentally ready, you know. Some of them might have a limited role as a rookie. Some of them might not play almost at all. You just want to kind of mentally get them ready. And then the next year, the third year, they ready to step in and start or push for a starting position. You know, we shall see how that turns out. All these people were for depth, but they were also areas of need. So, you know, just been going through some things, guys, family members, won't wish upon my worst enemy, you know, but keep pushing on. Evilly, finally, this weekend, Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua are finally going to fight. I think it's been over 10 years. So both of them are still young. You should have been father. I wish somebody would beat Usyk. I really do. Between him and Disgusting Bill. The 6'9" dude, Tyson Fury. His fat, funny built ass. Then they play victim when she hit him and you hit their ass in the mouth. Why did I just say that? I'm getting sleepy. I'm getting sleepy. Try not to hit nobody in the mouth. What am I saying? Let me go on and get on off of here. Right, end this podcast. 10:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. April 27, 2026. It's your boy Funtown signing off. This was the video diary. Well, still for April 27, 2026. All right, y'all, I'm out. Peace. All right, y'all. Peace. Deuces.